blows up.
Hey, Curry, good afternoon. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Jeff?
Yeah, this is Jeff.
Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
That's wonderful. Well, Jeff, I'm actually doing a follow-up call. This is actually in regards to the email that you sent us actually over the weekend. It was last Sunday. This is in regards to your Google Verified campaign, or we call it Google Guaranteed campaign, the paper lead campaign.
What about it?
That email that you sent us last Sunday, I believe that you tried to check the budget remaining for your Google Verified campaign, the paper lead one.
Yeah.
So I just wanted you to inform that your paper lead campaign is currently on pause. It says right here that we actually overspent your budget, which is $1,000. So we pause it until payment is collected.
So I'm gonna for now. So I did deposit $200 for y'all this week. Did you see that?
You made a payment. And unfortunately, sir. There's no option to actually pop up on the dashboard. That's actually the reason why that you received that email, because it did not go through.
No, it went through to my bank. Y'all check it out.
And you mentioned that on the dashboard. If I do see here that you received an email, that it didn't go through, I believe you tried to add
$100. Yeah, I did it twice, and y'all check it out. It made me kind of question what's going on here, because... You know, I work hard for my money. I can't just give it away like that. Let me make sure it's on my end. It's the same thing, because, yeah, last time I checked, it was $200. I'm talking about $100. Let me see. So do they still have Google Guarantee? Because I thought, to my understanding, I thought it was LSA now.
Yes, sir, we call it actually LSA now. The previous one is LSA or Google Guaranteed, but the new name now is Google Verified, the one that's showing up on your dashboard. But according to you, you've made a payment of $200. Is that correct?
Two transactions of 100. I'm looking at it.
Interesting. Yeah, let me go ahead and double check it with them, sir, if it did go through, though. You mentioned that you're... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying it didn't go through on your end?
Oh, I take it off.
I do see here that it didn't go through. That's why they sent you an email. It's saying that it didn't go through, though. I do only see that you tried for $100.
I'll copy you.
Dang, be quiet. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. On the 16th, and then there's another one pending. So y'all took a total of $200. Okay. And it's not, y'all telling me y'all don't see it. So, I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm currently looking as well as your invoice here, but let me go ahead and double-check this with our billing department, especially the Google Verify team, if that payment actually did go through, though. But again, let me confirm, again, you're seeing two transactions that are showing as collected, or just one that went through and the other one is showing as pending?
Well, it's pending. Hey, y'all calm down. Yeah, one that already went through on the 16th, and then there's another one pending.
I understand. Let me go ahead and double-check it with them, sir. I'll go ahead and have it pending at the moment. Let me see if they can see that in our end, considering that you did the, you add the budget using the dashboard. And, yeah, because I'm just looking at the your billing and the invoices, so you don't see it anywhere else. So I'll go ahead and work this with them and see if there's really two payments that we receive. Is it possible that maybe you can send us a screenshot of the one that you're looking at from your bank? You know, you don't have to include an account number. Yep. Yeah. And then I'll go ahead and check this with them. So, is it okay if I'll definitely call you back, sir, once I hear back from them?
Yeah,
you can also kind of
email
it to me.
Just email it to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That service, that little service ad, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to do that.
Give me the Google Verify campaign, because you've actually been getting leads from this, sir. In fact,
No, I'm talking about the local service, the Facebook thing. I don't
want to do that. Oh, Facebook. Oh, I see. Are you not happy with the, you know, the returns and the clicks that you're getting from the Facebook ads? Because I see that you're getting clicks from it.
Yeah, you're getting a click from it, but it's just a short term. I need something that'll last for a while. I mean, I didn't receive nothing today. I didn't see I didn't see no call from nobody. And it's just like, it's just short term. I don't get a notified that, you know, it's finished.
I can fully understand it, sir. It's just that Facebook is really more about, you know, helping it to be visible in Facebook platform. So technically, again, it's more about giving you online presence. So leads are completely different from the LSA or the Google Guarantee campaign, sir. The same goes with local SEO. But yeah, if you want, we can definitely go ahead and pause Facebook ads at the moment, because that costs you $100 from the $299 that you're paying us. So I believe your next billing happening to be on April the 2nd. So we're gonna remove Facebook ads effective April 2nd then.
And what about the Google Guarantee? Just add that onto the Google Guarantee.
So you mean that we're gonna remove Facebook ads and then add $100 to your?
I need some leads right away, because I'm not getting nothing right now. So I need to be getting that thing kicking on now. For that $200 that y'all using, put it towards the Google Guarantee so I can see some clients.
That's something I need to double check with Andres, because I believe that your monthly budget for, you know, Google Guarantee is $1,000. Right. And based on the record that we have here, I believe we overspent. So technically, we spent more than $1,000, so your billing is $1,158. So removing the $200.
How did we do that?
Well, you actually got 11 leads from February 2nd to March 11th.
It don't supposed to be like that, though.
I'm sorry, come again?
It don't supposed to be like that, though.
Well,
you
have to
control it.
I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, please.
I said y'all control it, though. Y'all control the leads.
Yes, unfortunately, sir, there were leads coming in. So technically, what would happen here is that there's a lot of leads compared to the prior months. So what we did here is that, you know, for Google Verified, we just continued to keep putting the leads coming in until, again, it's only $158 that was overspent before we paused the ad itself. So if you don't want to, you know, that's also one thing I'm calling about, because, you know, if you're going to compare to your prior months, I believe that you're getting lesser leads from prior months. So I was also wondering if you'd like to increase the budget of your leads instead of $1,000 only to keep those leads coming in, or we can just go ahead and stick with $1,000. This is, you know, I'm just thinking about all the leads that you're getting, though.
Let's solve that 200 first, and then we'll go from there.
Sure, but I'll have to double-check first from our team, sir, about the $200 that you paid. But again, for your invoice here, it should be $1,158.83 that will replenish your monthly budget. So removing $200 from the payment that you paid is what you said. That's something I need to check. But if that payment went through, then there's still a remaining amount that needs to be paid to replenish your monthly budget for at least $958, the one showing up on your dashboard. But again, I'll have to double check it.
But I can always lower it down, can I?
Well, you can always lower it down, sir. Yeah, you can always lower it down. Well, your clicks, I'm sorry, the cost per click that you're getting, sir, or the, I'm sorry, the cost per lead for LSA here is actually amounting $121. So if you lower it to...
Because if I start with something and I get more, if I get more traction, I can go ahead and add. I can always add, right, as I go, right?
Yes, you can, but that's definitely going to affect actually the performance of your Google Verified campaign.
Because I already have an LSA in another company. So, I mean, I got another $1,000 in another company.
So you're running two LSA? Is it something to do with? Interesting. Now, what could be the reason why that you actually hired someone else to run another LSA for you? Is it something about the cost?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just need to figure out an experiment how I can get the ball rolling a little bit better. Because it takes almost about a whole month for y'all to fix the website. Y'all got the website, it's okay. The leads, you know, I don't know where it's coming from. I'm just not happy with it.
Well, are you happy with the kind of leads that you're getting, sir? Because, again, we can always dispute them, but I guarantee you that all leads that you receive are actually from LSA. You can even see that at the dashboard as well. I believe that you listen to those calls and even tag them as follow-up leads. So with all the kind of leads that you're getting, and a good thing about it as well is it's not valid lead, rest assured that those will automatically be disputed. In fact, as I mentioned, you got 11 leads from February to March that cost $1,200 supposedly. That you've been given a credit because of some leads that were not valid, which is a total of $124. So that made it lower to $1,158.83. But again, we just overspent at least $158.83.
Yeah, but with something like that, overspending, whose fault is that? That's not mine. You're supposed to be managing.
Well, this is something I would definitely just check with that.
It don't make no sense. Now you're putting it on me. So how am I supposed to trust y'all and y'all messing me up like this? Now I got to pay more money. That could have been prevented.
Well, that's something I can definitely check with that.
I got four kids. My wife to take care
of. I understand.
I don't have time.
Right.
That could go towards groceries, man. I got a lot going on. You know, it's not about who's better and who's that. It's business. It's never personal.
Well, this is something I can definitely check with them, Jeff. But when you said about overspending, sir, it's still a lead that you received. It was just above the budget that you have. But again, I'll have to check with them if there's any way that we can definitely just go ahead and lock in for $1,000. So I have two pending items here. I'll definitely check with them why it went beyond your $1,000 monthly budget. But at the same time, the payment that you made, $200, that according to you, one is showing a spending. But yeah, definitely I'll have to double check with them.
Okay.
So once I hear back from our Google Verify department, sir, I'll make sure to call you, okay? And if you can email the one that you're showing in your bank statement, email it to us, support@google.com, or just a screenshot it. That way I can definitely go ahead and show it to them as well as a proof.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for your time again.
Just email it to us.
No, you email it to us. I'm so sorry. Or I can send you our email address. I'll text it to you then.
Send it to the email.
Okay. No problem, sir. I'll do it for you.
All right, thank you.
Great. Have a great day again. Stay well.
Joel, stop making him cry.